Pete Price. Over my dead body.
It's Pete Price, it's Radio City 2 and Radio City Talk. I'm planning a funeral and I'm at Barrington's. I went to a funeral recently and saw one of these basket, willow basket or a weave. And I thought, how can you say beautiful? Yeah. I didn't feel intimidated by it. I felt a warmth from it and I felt more comfortable in the service. I was overwhelmed. And I think I would like one of those.
Wicker baskets are the single coffin that we will get most comments about. People love them for exactly what you've just said. They find them warm. They find them friendly. They're not intimidating. They love them. But we've got some issues with wicker coffins. One of our local crematoria won't cremate non-traditional coffins due to some health and safety issues with the charging process. When you put a coffin into a cremator, it's called charging, and they have an automatic charger. They use a machine that does it, and some of the wicker coffins, when they flex, if they went onto the bed of the cremator and move or something like that, they catch fire straight away. And of course, if they're not all the way into the cremator and the door won't close, it's a big problem. Because as soon as they're on fire, the crematorium's on fire, if you like. So there are some issues with wicker coffins. Now, that doesn't apply to Liverpool's crematoria because they take a different approach. They charge manually. So it's slightly different. But the other thing is that there are lots of people out there who are very, very good quality wicker coffins. The company that we use are very sturdy, they're very strong. And as I say, they are lovely. We get lots of comments about them.
Do they have cardboard ones?
They do.
Tell me about that.
People think that cardboard coffins are going to be cheap. And you get lots of people who do this thing to, it's almost an avoidance of talking about funerals and the end and what happens next. And when their families bring up the subject, so, you know, what are we going to do when you pass away or something like that? They say, oh, just throw me in a bin bag, throw me in the bin, stick me in the corner, throw me in a cardboard box. And sometimes they'll come to us and say, they always said, put me in a cardboard box, so that's what we'd like to do. I said, okay. Now, first thing, cardboard coffins are more expensive than wooden coffins.
Wow.
And that's, in lots of ways, that's to do with economies of scale. Wooden coffins are still, by far and away, the most popular coffins, so that they're made in much bigger quantities, so that the cost is more competitive. Cardboard coffins, obviously, they have to be very strong, and the construction of the coffin is very important to them. So they're almost engineered in the way they're folded and built to be able to hold a person. So they're more expensive. In lots of ways, they're very flexible. You can get them in a manila colour, like a manila envelope, so traditional cardboard colour. But you can get them that look like wood grain, so it disguises the coffin as a wooden coffin. So, because sometimes having a cardboard coffin can be a bit shocking for people.
I think the word cardboard is more shocking than what you've described. It sounds really good.
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, from an environmental point of view, they disintegrate very quickly if you put them in a cremator. Again, they disintegrate quickly in the ground. So if the environment is important to you, then maybe the coffin breaking down is an important aspect of it. There are arguments that would say that cardboard coffins, the manufacturing of them negates the environmental savings that you make through other things. Wooden coffins are also a carbon neutral. Wood is a carbon neutral product. So wood, all wood coffins are environmentally friendly.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
David, anything unusual that you've ever seen or you've actually used yourself?
I've seen a gentleman who was asked to, he was left instructions by his mum to make all the funeral arrangements himself, to do everything himself, not to engage a funeral director, to do it himself. And he came one day. He asked for help with the paperwork, which we helped him with. But he also said that he was going to construct his mum's coffin. He was going to make it. And he'd bought MDF, and he'd come along, and he was reasonably handy. So, you know, that was good. He asked us for some advice, and we sort of said, well, okay, it's got to be solid. It has to have a flat bottom, so you can't have any legs on it. And ideally, you're going to have to take it to the crematorium for them to look at it before they'll allow you to go in and have the funeral service. Because the last thing you want is to turn up and they say, no, you can't bring that coffin in here. It's not appropriate. So that's probably the most unusual.
And did it go off all right?
Yeah. He went and didn't come back. So I'm assuming it did.
You mentioned paperwork. Is there tons of paperwork?
There's more paperwork for cremation than there is for burial. Burial is quite a simple process. Cremation is a bit more complicated. Two doctors have to sign forms to allow you to be cremated if the death was expected. If the death was unexpected or the doctors can't give a confident cause of death, the coroner will be involved, and the coroner will make some inquiries, which they may or may not do a post-mortem, and the coroner can issue a certificate as well, because a coroner's certificate cremation. Now, that is handled by the funeral director, all of that side of things, whether it's the doctors or the coroner.
Everything's done by you.
Yeah. There's also an application form for cremation, which we would fill in with the next of kin or the executor. There's a form called particulars of cremation, which basically tells the crematorium what's going to happen. So what music's going to happen, are the curtains going to close at the end of the service, is there going to be some crematoriums can do a webcast, so they can film the service and broadcast it around the world to people who are in different
areas. That's interesting.
Yeah,
all at a cost. Everything's at a cost.
Yes, everything adds to the cost of the cremation. Yeah. Pete Price, Over My Dead Body.